We are up to Simen Tuf Resh Ayin Hey, and we'll be doing that Simen. Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah V'lo Hanocha. The Mitzvah's Ner Chanukah is to light, not the placement of the menorah. She'im Oysem Unachas B'mkoma Shelo L'Shem Mitzvah's Chanukah. Even if you had a menorah that was sitting there for some other purpose, it was not even a Ner Chanukah. Madlika Shem, you can simply light it. Ve'in Tzarech La'asira Ola Nicha L'Shem Mitzvah's Chanukah. You would not have to go and pick it up or move it away, and then put it down again, and l'shem mitzvah ner Chanukah. Had the halacha been hanochal as a mitzvah, you would need a hanochal l'shem mitzvah. Lefikach, ashoshis shoyse delekes kol hayom, shedlika me'erev Shabbos l'mitzvah Chanukah. Someone lit a lantern on Erev Shabbos for ner Chanukah. L'motzoi Shabbos, if I'm motzoi Shabbos, it's still burning. Mechaba umadlika l'shem mitzvah. Simply blow it out and light it again l'shem mitzvah. Now you have to light it again every day because every day is a separate mitzvah. However, you wouldn't have to move it. The fact that it was there doesn't disturb us. Umikal makom sorach shiadlikenu b'makom hanachosa. You have to light it in the place that you want the hanach in. Meaning the hadlaka osa mitzvah doesn't say that you can light it anywhere. You have to light it in the place that you're going to do the mitzvah. Lighting it in one place and then bringing it somewhere else, that's not going to be good. Because your hadlaka was not done in the right place. Shemidlika b'fnim v'otzia l'chutz. Let's say, b'zman ha-gemara, when they used to light outdoors. So if a person lit indoors and took it outside, lo yotza. Why is he not yotza? Shaharoa omer l'tzarcho hu madlika. The one who sees it thinks, well, it's this lit thing, you're moving it around, you probably lit this for the sake of your own use, you want light. V'chein, imadlika v'ochza biyodo bimkoma. If you light it while you're holding it in your hand in the right place, lo yotza, you have to place it. Shaharoa omer l'tzarkohu ochza, because an observer would say you must have lit it for yourself. Now, in the days of the Gemara, it was pashut that you had to light outside, because that was your makam hadlaka, and inside that wasn't really a mitzvah hadlakas ner Chanukah. Even bizman hazeh, that the mitzvah is to light inside, you're supposed to light it in the place that you want to light it, in the place that you're mechuyev to light it, because if you're going to end up having to move it, what we saw in the mechaber, people are going to think that you lit it for your own purposes. So the Mishnah Berurah comes out that because of this chashash, you should never be moving the menorah within the first half hour of lighting it. There are some who are makel, and they say that you're allowed to move them around. The Prima Gadim says you should be nizar lechatchila. And agav, the same goes for the ner base of the ner Chanukah that you light in shul. You should not move it out of its place in the middle. Moving ner Chanukah makes it look as though it's my lantern, and I move it around wherever I need it. Now this halacha that you should not light it in your hand and then put it down, the taza shita is that you can't light it while it's in your hand and leave it there for a half hour. But if you light it while it's in your hand and then put it in its place, the taz is matir. However, many achronim argue with it. The same halacha would apply to Ner Shabbos. We paskin hadlaka osa mitzvah Ner Shabbos too. So in Ner Shabbos, a woman is supposed to put the candles, or her husband would put the candles in the candlesticks, and then she goes in and lights it. It's not that she can light a candle and then put it back. Next, Siv Beis. Yesh Misha Omer. There are those who say, the kiven hadlaka osa mitzvah, since hadlaka osa mitzvah. So you have to have the entire mitzvah at the time of the hadlaka. Tzarech she'itin shemen baner kedei shir kodem hadlaka. You must have a whole half hour's worth of oil sitting there at the time you lit it. But if at the time of the hadlaka, it couldn't have burned for a half hour, and you added oil later, you'll have to light over again. And the Mishnah Berurah says you have to blow it out, then light it again after adding oil. The Mishnah Berurah very interestingly paskins that you should not make a second bracha. Meaning that you should not make a bracha of lahadlik if at the time it didn't have enough oil to last and you only added later. Siv Gimel. Isha madlekes ner Chanukah sha'af hi chayeves bo. A woman lights ner Chanukah because she too is chayev in ner Chanukah. Not only that, but you can make a woman a shliach for you. Although the Bir Halacha brings down, it's not right for a husband to have his wife do the mitzvahs for him. But you could make a woman a shliach. Not only that, but a woman is allowed to light on her own. It sounds in the Mishnah Berurah like if she really feels like it, she can say she's not being yotze with her husband and just lighting her own Ner Chanukah, and she can make a bracha on it. However, the right thing is that women are consider themselves as being part of the husband and are yotze with his hadlaka. Ishto kigufo, it says. The husband's not around. Of course, the wife is supposed to light. Now, if someone asks someone else to light for him, for example, a husband isn't home, so a woman asks a neighbor to light for her, she should listen to the brachas of that person. So the shliach makes a bracha, but the meshaleach is supposed to listen to the brachas. Further, avalim hidlika chereshot of a katan lawasaklum, a chereshot of a katan does not have a shame hadlaka. Now, the yesh misha omer bekotn yesh misha omer lo asa klum yavol b'shenicham gadol the yesh misha omer bekotn shigil lachinuch mutter. Some say that since mitzvahs ner Chanukah is a derabbanan and a kotn is chayav b'mitzvahs mederabbanan, he can light for somebody else. Now lamaisa the Mishnah Berurah says that we paskin not like that. We paskin that even though it's a derabbanan for him, it's a double derabbanan. Says the Rama, Uli Didan, the Minig Ashkenaz, the Chol Echad Bnei Abayis Madlik Bifnei Atzmo, the Mechaber Paskins, the Mechaber Paskins, that the Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is that one person lights for everybody. He may light more Neiris, but one person lights for everybody. Whereas the Minig Ashkenaz is that everybody lights their own. The Chol Echad Bnei Abayis Madlik Bifnei Atzmo, Kotin Shigil Lechinach Tzorach Lahad Legamkein. So there, a katan should light as well. The poskim say, though, that really mi'ikar adin, it's not so. Because mi'ikar adin, the halacha is ner ishu beso. Lighting, everybody lighting is mahadrin with mahadrin. Mina mahadrin, if you have a katan, who says that there's a chi of chinuch on mahadrin mina mahadrin? Therefore, they say that mi'ikar adin, a child does not need to light his own ner Chanukah.